Tell you everyone one more time, see victory. See victory. So we all face battles in life. We all go through troubles. We all go through trials. We all go through difficult situations. And many times it feels like the flesh, our fleshly nature, is pulling us one way while our spiritual man and spiritual side of us is pulling us another way. And it doesn't just stop there. Man, that is a battle that seems like it goes on almost every day in our life. And it's called spiritual warfare. Our flesh pulling us one way, our spirit pulling us another. And we're in this battle, going through these tough situations, troubles, trials. We want to do the right thing, want to honor God, want to sow to our spirit, but also our flesh wanting to do something that is entirely different. And so I want us to take a look at what Paul says in Romans 8, 5 through 8, and what he says about this battle that is taking place between our flesh and our spirit. It says this: "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit set their minds on things of the spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." So Paul is telling us here that there is a battle that is taking place. There's a battle going on. It's between our fleshly side and our spiritual side. But many times this battle is taking place on the battleground of our heart and even on the battleground of our mind. And many times as these battles are taking place, when these battles are going on, we have to stop and we have to evaluate our heart and how we're handling situations, we're handling these battles, we're handling these situations. And because one thing that I have learned is that if my heart is not right, my mind is not going to be right, my thoughts are not going to be right. And so if my heart is not right, then everything else in my life is not going to be right. Listen, if my heart is not right, this church is not going to be right. The teams that I lead are not going to be right. If my heart is not right, my family is not going to be right. My marriage is not going to be right if my heart is not right. And so we've got to evaluate our heart in those moments. And so we have to understand that the enemy of our soul wants us to be defeated, and he will try to defeat us in any way possible. And we got to know that Jesus, while the enemy wants to defeat us, Jesus wants us to walk in his power. He wants us to walk in his authority, and he wants us to have victory over every situation in our life, over the battles that are taking place in our heart, in our mind. Jesus wants us to have victory through him. Tell your neighbor, see victory. But maybe you are like me, and maybe you have felt defeated in so many areas of your life. Maybe you have felt defeated as a person. Maybe you have felt defeated spiritually. Maybe you have felt defeated as a family member. Maybe you have felt defeated as a friend. Maybe you have felt defeated in your relationships. Maybe you felt defeated in your job and what you do on a daily basis. Maybe you have felt defeated in your business and in leading your business. Maybe you have felt defeated in your marriage, in your home life. But whatever the case, I want you to understand that you might feel defeated, and you may have failed a few times, but failure is not a bad thing as long as you learn a lesson from it. And I want to encourage you, in the moments that you feel defeated, in the moments that you feel like you have failed, man, get up and get on. Failure is not a bad thing. Learn a lesson from it. And I also want to let you know that failure is never final in your life. Failure is never final in your life. And in fact, that it has come from the moments of defeat that the greatest victories have come. I've learned in the moments of my life that the moments I have felt defeated, man, some of the greatest victories through Jesus Christ has come. And I believe that for you today. And so today I want to encourage you a few ways that we can begin to see victory in our life. I want you to encourage your neighbor again. I want you to tell them, see victory. So the first way that I believe we begin to see victory in our life is that we must surrender to God. Surrender to God. You will only begin to have victory and see victory in your life when you surrender to God. You know, many times in a worship service or in an atmosphere of worship, we lift our hands, we praise God. That's not just a sign of worship. That is the international sign of surrender. We are surrendering to God. We are surrendering to His presence. But if we are going to see victory in our life, we must surrender to God. I want you to check out what 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says. He says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties." How much of your anxieties? How much? How much? "Casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." Man, that's all your battles. That's all your troubles. That's all your cares. That's all your worries. Everything that's going on in your life. He's saying, man, cast all of those things on me. Why? Because I care for you. Everything that you are going through, so many times we feel defeated. We feel like we're losing the battle, and we think that God has left us hanging out to dry. No, He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. Maybe we are the ones that have distanced ourselves from Him. He is telling us, cast all your cares, cast all your worries, all the battles, all the trials, cast them on me because I care for you. It is a way of surrendering to God. Anytime that you go before God in prayer and you cast all your cares, you cast all your anxieties on Him, you are literally humbling yourself before Him under the mighty hand of God, surrendering to Him. The enemy, he wants to get us with defeat. He wants to wear us down. He wants to wear us out. He wants you to feel like a failure. He wants you to have all kinds of stress, all kinds of anxiety in your life. And he doesn't want you to have any peace. But when we surrender and we cast all of our cares on Jesus Christ, everything begins to change. I want you to see what Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. These are the words of our Savior. I want you to tell your neighbor, Jesus said it. Jesus said it. He said, "Come to me, all you." Tell your neighbor, that's you. Come on, tell your other neighbor, that's you. Man, He's talking to you. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In two different instances, we see that all He wants us to do is to surrender Him, to come to Him. He wants to take our cares. He wants to take the burdens. He wants to help us in the middle of the battles because He wants to lift us to victory. And it begins by surrendering to God. And when we surrender to God, we learn to hope in God. Tell your neighbor, hope in God. Come on, tell somebody else, hope in God. Man, many times we lose hope, especially in the middle of battles, especially in the middle of trials, especially in the middle of frustrating situations when all hell seems to be breaking loose in our life. But I want to let you know that the Word of God gives us hope. 2 Chronicles 20:15 says this about the battles that we fight. It says, "Do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, do not be discouraged, because the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to who? God." The battle belongs to God. Man, I don't know about you, but I am thankful that I'm not in this fight alone. I'm not in this battle alone. He has not left me hanging out to dry, but He is with me. And in every moment and in every battle, the battle is not even mine, but He's letting us know that we can just let go and we can let God, because He's with us in every battle and He's going to be there for us. And the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to God. And I know that my God, He has never lost. He has never been defeated. He has never taken an L at the hands of the enemy. The battle is won. We are victorious through Him. I'm thankful that I don't have to fight this battle alone, but my battles belong to my God. Psalms 43:5 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you at turmoil within me? Hope in who?" Hope in who? "Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God." I love that. My God, my salvation and my God. Hope in God. Man, surrender the battles to God. Surrender it to Him. Let go. Let God. Whatever battle you're facing, whatever trouble, whatever trial, let go. Let God. Surrender the battles to Him. Focus on the good in Him. Focus on Him. Stop focusing on the bad situations that are going on in your life. And I feel like that's our issue many times. We're focusing on everything that's wrong when we can be focusing on everything that's right. Stop focusing on everything that's going wrong in your life and focus on Him. Let Him have the battle. I heard an amazing quote a few months ago. It said, don't just look at what's wrong, but also look at what's right. Stop focusing on everything that seems to be going wrong in your life. Focus on what's right. And one thing is for sure that we can focus on. We can focus on hope in God. And let me tell you, when we begin to hope in God, that's when we begin to see victory in God. We begin to see victory in God. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says this, but thanks be to God who gives us the what? Who gives us the what? Come on, y'all need to say it like you got it. Who gives us the what? Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It reminds me of that old song, Victory in Jesus. Did any of you go to that church? Were you raised in that church? That old song, Victory in Jesus. Here are the words. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it because I want you to stay for just a few more minutes, okay? So you don't have to worry about that. Victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I don't know about you, but I know that through Jesus Christ, I've got some victory in my life. Some victory in my life. 1 John 5:4 says this. Yeah, give Him praise for victory you have in your life. Come on, you ought to give Him praise for victory. Every battle, every worry, every fear, we have the victory. 1 John 5:4 teaches us, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. And that is our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ gives us victory. Listen, I know that the enemy attempts to convince us that we are defeated. He tries to convince us that we are down and that we are out. And he has so many weapons. The enemy has so many weapons in his arsenal, and he doesn't even fight fair. He doesn't fight fair. So many of you wonder kind of why me, why here, why now, why am I going through this? Why am I facing this? Why is my family going through this? Listen, the enemy doesn't fight fair. He does not fight fair. He has all kinds of weapons. But I have encouragement for you today. The Word of God says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. It doesn't matter what weapon the enemy tries to throw at you. Doesn't matter what he tries to hinder you with. Doesn't matter if it's stress, if it's fear, if it's anxiety, if it's your marriage is going crazy, if your kids are going crazy, if it's your finances, if your business, if it's your relationship, if it's self-doubt, if it's insecurity. Man, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. There is no answer that hell has because of the victory that you have in Christ Jesus. And I'm here to let somebody know today that it's going to be from the moments of your greatest defeats and your greatest battles that you're about to win some of the biggest victories that you have ever experienced in your life because of the salvation and because of the grace and the victory that is in Jesus Christ. Man, tell your neighbor, I see victory. Come on, tell somebody, I see victory. Come on, tell somebody else, I see victory. Man, see victory. As the worship team begins to get in place this morning, we started in Romans 8. And we began to look at the battles that we face, that when it comes to our spiritual side versus our fleshly side, we began to see right there the battles that are going on in our life at the beginning of Romans 8. But I want to land us at the end of Romans 8 with a few verses. Romans 8:28 declares this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to God's purpose. All things work together for the good Doesn't matter what hell is thrown at you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter if you have even felt like you have no answer. It doesn't even matter if you felt like you don't know what your next step is. You don't know how to get your way out of this situation. Because everything the enemy means for evil, God is meaning for good. And all those things that you have felt have been working against you are going to begin to work for you in Jesus' name, because we have victory. Romans 8, 37 and 39 goes on to say, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't know about you, but in Romans 8, 28 and Romans 8, 37 through 39, as I read those verses, I see victory. I see victory. I see victory. Tell your neighbor one more time, I see victory. So I want to ask you today, what kind of battle have you been fighting? What kind of battle have you been facing? What kind of battle has you feeling like you have already been defeated? What kind of battle? What's that battle that's been going on the battleground of your heart and in your mind, and it's caused everything in your life to seem out of kilter? What kind of battle have you been fighting? What kind of battle has you feeling like you've been defeated? Is it insecurity? Is it self-doubt? You feel like you don't measure up, or that you're not good enough, or that God is never going to be able to use you? Is it the battle of betrayal? Somebody has done you wrong. Somebody has stabbed you in the back. Somebody has taken advantage of you. Somebody has hurt you deeply. Is it the battle of guilt and mistakes and shame that comes along with it? Is it the battle of hurt and the battle of loss in your life? Relationships that have been broken, friendships that have ended. Maybe it's a battle of grief, of losing someone that you deeply loved or deeply care about. Has the battle of depression taken such a place in your heart and in your mind that you feel like you have let others down? You wonder why your life looks the way it looks, and your life doesn't look the way that you expected it to look at this moment in time. Maybe you've been facing and feeling defeated because of the battle of sickness and fear of failure, financial crisis, grief, stress, anxieties. But I want us to take a look at a moment that we read about in John 19:30, when Jesus spoke three powerful words. He said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. And it was in that moment that you got the victory. It was in that moment that we got the victory. It was in that moment that we see our victory. Jesus said, "It is finished." You know what that means? That means for whatever battle you've been facing, whatever battle has you feeling like you have been defeated, like whatever battle you feel like you have no way of getting out of, because he said it is finished. That means it's done. It is over. The enemy has been defeated. The battle has been won. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. I need you to tell your neighbor to see victory today. Come on, tell somebody else to see victory. Now I want you to let them know we have the victory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes as you stand to your feet with me this morning. And sometimes we just got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of the enemy pushing us around, allowing us to feel defeated. Either we serve a God of victory or we don't. But I know that my God is a God of victory. And he said it's over. And he said that it is finished. The battle has been won. The battle has been won. So maybe you're here today, and maybe you feel like you've been living your entire life losing battles. But today you know that for the first time in your life, you want the victory. You want the victory of Jesus in your life. You want the victory over every situation in your life. And for the first time, you know that you need to surrender to God for the first time in your life, and you want to accept Him as your Savior. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hand. You want to accept Him for the first time, because now you realize you're not in this thing alone, but you want the victory of Jesus Christ. I see those hands. Amazing. Maybe you're here and maybe you can say, you know what, I have accepted Jesus. He is my Savior. But for whatever reason, you've been in some battles and you've been defeated. And whatever that battle is, you feel like it has allowed you to take your eyes off of Jesus Christ. But right now in this moment, you know that you need to surrender those battles to Him, and you want to put your hope in God, and you want a fresh start in Jesus Christ, and you want to see that victory in Jesus again. If that's you and you need that fresh start, I want you to lift your hand. You want to surrender the battles to Him. You want to surrender it to God. You want a fresh start in Jesus Christ because you want His victory. I see those hands going up all over this room. Come on, I'm going to give you another chance. You want to see the victory of Jesus in your life. You've accepted Him, but you've allowed the battles to take your eyes off Jesus. But you want His victory in your life. Just lift up your hand. This is your moment of surrender. This is your moment of surrender. This is your moment of surrender. Amen. 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 And I want you to put your hand over your heart this morning. And I want to pray for you. I want to cover you in prayer this morning. And as I pray for you, I want you to talk to God in your own way. And then we're going to worship Jesus as we make a fresh start. And we're going to declare His victory in our life. Father, we thank You so much for Your presence. We thank You for Your grace that gives us a chance to begin again. God, we thank You for Your victory. We thank You for Your power. God, no matter what kind of battles that we have been facing, no matter what hell has thrown our way, God, we surrender it all to You. God, the moments of depression, the moments of loneliness, the moments of hurt, the moments of guilt, the moments of shame, the moments of habitual sin, God, we ask that You give us clean hands, that You give us pure hearts, God, that You would renew our minds right now in this moment. But God, for every person that lifted their hands, and even the folks that are surrendering to You within their heart, God, we surrender to You. God, we declare that we cannot do this on our own, but we need You. And God, we put our hope in You, we put our trust in You, and we make a decision in this moment. We will hope in You, God, and we will choose to see victory in our life, and that we will walk in Your victory, in Your power, and in Your authority, and through the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Ghost within our life. Father, we yield ourselves to You. We humble ourselves to You, God. We ask Your forgiveness, and God, we accept Your grace, and we accept Your victory in Jesus' mighty, holy name. This church said, amen and amen.